History Check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a cloudy day today with some snow showers possible, 35 to 40. Clearing tonight, mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, around 40. Friday, cloudy, a light wintry mix possible, 35 to 40. And Saturday will be cloudy with showers, temperature in the mid-50s. We'll get the full details on Pat's Tri-State Forecast in just a few moments. Well, yesterday a notice was sent out once again by the Region 1 Administration, a COVID notice this time for Kent. A Kent Center School middle school student tested positive for COVID-19. The person had not been in the school building since Friday, December 3rd. There was no close contact. The student and family members will remain at home in quarantine per CDC guidelines. Meanwhile, in Region 1, each of the elementary schools will be holding a pediatric age 5 through 11 vaccination clinic in their buildings in partnership with Griffin Health. All are open to the public and no appointments are necessary. Only pediatric ages 5 through 11 vaccinations will be administered at these clinics. No adult 12-plus doses will be available. A parent or guardian must accompany the child ages 5 through 11, and only the pediatric Pfizer vaccine will be administered. An intake form must be completed. You can print it out and complete it in advance. Forms available to be completed at each clinic. The clinics that are coming up are coming up today in Kent from 3:30 to 6:30, also in North Canaan from 4 till 7, December 21st in Sharon from 4 till 7, in Canaan Lee H. Kellogg, December 21st from 4 till 7, in Cornwall, January 5th from 3 till 6 p.m., and in Salisbury, December 28th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. First Lady Jill Biden is scheduled to visit Connecticut tomorrow. The White House said Biden will travel to Groton with Secretary of the Navy to visit U.S. Navy families of the USS Delaware. Biden serves as a sponsor of the submarine. She's slated to arrive at about 4:30 on Thursday and will then attend a holiday gathering with the families at 5:15, hosted by United Through Reading at the U.S. Submarine Veterans Club in Groton. With the advent of colder weather, the Millerton Farmers Market has moved indoors for the winter season. Sponsored by the Northeast Community Center, it operates at the Millerton Methodist Church, 6 Duchess Avenue in Millerton. The hours remain from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Saturday through December 18th. From January through April, the market will run on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month. The Bard College Institute for Writing and Thinking and Bard College Master of Arts in Teaching program have been awarded their third grant to embed digitized Library of Congress primary resources into their programming for teachers and students at Bard, MAT, and IWT, known for their innovative strategies in supporting literacy instruction across disciplines through writing-based student teachers. The grant of $48,000 awarded under the Library of Congress Teaching and Primary Resources Program supports their collaborative one-year project, Mapping Unknowns, Writing to Read Primary Sources. New York officials have revealed a list of 32 hospitals halting elective health care to free up beds in the face of surging COVID-19 outbreaks and staffing shortages. The list includes 12 hospitals in the Finger Lakes, Mohawk Valley, as well as 20 hospitals in Western New York, Central New York, and North County and Capital Region. Jacob's Pillow will celebrate its 90th anniversary in 2022 with the reopening of the Ted Shawn Theater. The executive artistic director announced on Tuesday the reopening of the Shawn Theater, which will have a completely new stage house, new ventilation and air cooling system, and 4 of 10 companies that will dance in the newly renovated stage in a video announcement. A sneak peek festival 2022 was sent to newsletter subscribers. The full festival program will be unveiled in February. Member tickets will go on sale in early March, with tickets becoming available to the general public in early April. So meetings coming up this week in our area. Planning board meeting will be held in Sheffield at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Also, the Town of Northeast Planning Board has their revised agenda for their meeting at 7:30 p.m. Coming up on Thursday in Falls Village, the P&Z has a special meeting at 6:30. In Salisbury on Friday, December 10th at 8:30, a special meeting of the PZC and the Inland Wetlands Commission. It's Winterfest at the Maplebrook School main campus December 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. and December 11th from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Bring a new hat, scarf, or mittens for admission. Proceeds benefit Adopt a Family. Walk through the campus winter wonderland, holiday gifts for purchase, food, drink, caroling, and you can even meet Santa. Now, coming up at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday, December 11th at 2 and 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 12th at 3 p.m., It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. Both performances will be in the Bach Gallery. Proof of vaccination for all shows is required. 860-364-7469, SharonPlayhouse.org. And COVID-19 vaccines are coming to your neighborhood. The town of North Canaan, 100 P Street, Sunday, December 12th from 10 till 4. Northwest corner residents only. Walk-in, no appointment needed. No ID or insurance required. 5 to 11 years only. Must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. Pfizer vaccine. For more information, call 211 or visit on the web ct.gov/COVID-vaccine. Opening night festivities on December 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. in Cornwall, West Cornwall, Connecticut. You can explore an all-new walkable outdoor art gallery inspired by the 12 Days of Christmas. It's open for the second year with all new works of art by new and returning artists. The sidewalks of West Cornwall will transform into a walking art gallery as artists create unique interpretations of the timeless 12 Days of Christmas holiday theme. Windows nestled throughout the picturesque West Cornwall village area, all within easy walking distance of one another. No more than a half hour is needed to see all the windows and shop in local shops. Younger guests can collect stickers at each artist's window and even get a prize if they collect all 12. The exhibition is open for exploration from Saturday, December 11th until Sunday, January 2nd. You can view it at any time. The Village of Millerton has their next regular meeting on Monday, December 13th at 6 p.m. That is a change date from the December 20th date due to the holiday. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They've got a great new tapas menu added, and also you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,719.43, the NASDAQ at 15,686.92, and the S&P 500 at 4,686.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.